Unit 15, Chapter 2, Computer-Based Testing. Goodbye to pencil and paper. The world of testing looks like it's about to change. In a study published in 2001, Randy Bennett of ETS claims that the Internet is now helping to revolutionize the field of testing, just as it did with business, education, and social interaction. Already there is evidence that this revolution is taking place. In the year 2000, Prometric, a company that administers many of the most common standardized tests, delivered more than 4 million individual exams electronically worldwide. The company operated in 25 languages and in 141 countries, all via the Internet. In addition to providing access to academic tests such as the GRE examination and TOEFL test electronically, Prometric also delivers exams for licenses and certification in the same way. The Driving Standards Agency in the UK, for example, works with Prometric to offer the written part of their standard driving license test by computer. In the US, the National Board of Medical Examiners also uses computer-based testing for certification of medical students. There are many reasons why computer-based testing is becoming increasingly popular. The most obvious reason is that it makes tests easier to take. Students no longer have to travel long distances to an exam room for only a few hours. All that a test taker needs is a personal computer and a quiet place in which to work. Another important reason for the move away from traditional pencil and paper tests is that more adults than ever are now completing degrees or getting other kinds of certification through internet-based schools and learning programs. According to Randy Bennett, approximately 44% of college students in the U.S. are over the age of 24, and many have full-time jobs and families. For these students, a learning course delivered via the Internet allows them the flexibility they need and the convenience of learning at their own pace. For these learners, computer-based testing is a natural part of the environment they're studying in. For many others, particularly for those entering the world of information technology, the Internet has become the most appropriate forum for training and evaluating learners. As many more people continue to enter this field, and the demand for computer-based learning and testing increases, so too will the need for more sophisticated virtual test centers. So, does all this mean that one day people will never have to use a pencil and paper to take a test? We'll have to wait and see.